Chapter 3, I Get Fired During Training. Right after passing the Series 7, I was shipped off to Dean Witter's San Francisco training facility for a one-month training program, as were the rest of the Dean Witter new hires throughout the country. That first night in San Francisco, a bunch of us trainees from all over the country, maybe 20 of us, went down to the hotel lounge and drank in celebration, I guess you could say, and had one hell of a good time. That sounds innocent enough, but when an alcoholic like myself drinks, it's never innocent, and for me, there would be consequences. That night, as usual, I was drinking fast and furious, and I was being my typical loose-lips, gregarious self, and I sat next to this very pretty lady who was sitting on a couch in the lounge, and there was also a guy sitting near her, though I didn't think they were together. So I'm talking, we were probably telling her how great I was, and I said something to her like, "I could eat you whole." A term we used as kids when referring to food that was so good you could eat the whole thing in one bite. But when I said it to her that night, it came out, "I could eat your whole." Whoops. I actually remember that little scene like it was yesterday, believe it or not. And I said it exactly like that. Anyway, after I said that, I remembered that the lady and the man got up and left. I guess they were together after all. No big deal. But later it would end up being a very big deal indeed. Anyway, eventually all of us trainees went back to our rooms, and the next day the training program began. After about 2 weeks of going to class, learning all the ins and outs, the day-to-day of actually being a stockbroker, product training, phone training, and the like, I went into the office of the training manager to pick up my paycheck, as was protocol, and he says to me, and I'll never forget these words as long as I live, "Mr. Kerner, your boss in Chicago, Rich DeMartini, will be calling you in the next 5 minutes, and I have to tell you, you are on very thin ice with the company." Just like that. And then he pointed to this small desk with a phone on it and told me to go sit down over there. So I sat at that little desk, and about 30 seconds later, the phone rang, and it was my boss, the branch manager of the Chicago office of Dean Witter Reynolds, Rich DeMartini. And he was very exact and to the point when he said, "Brad, you said something to a young lady in the hotel lounge where you're staying that apparently was very insulting, and she and her husband tracked you down knowing only that you were in town training to be a stockbroker with Dean Witter in Chicago. The man who was sitting there with her was her husband, and they happened to be a very big Dean Witter customer, and in fact just happened to be our biggest retail customer in Los Angeles, and they told us that if we didn't fire you, they would move their account elsewhere. So we're going to have to let you go." Just like that, I was fired long distance 2 weeks into a 4-week training program. I started crying at that little desk with a phone on it. I was in shock. What just happened? My parents, my entire family was so proud of me. They actually started to believe I could make something of myself, and so did I. I'm fired, and I'm fired just like that, and long distance over the phone. That's almost impossible. What would I say when I got back to Chicago in 2 weeks? What would I tell my parents? "Oh, God, you've done it again, Brad." Anyway, the hotel and everything was paid for the next 2 weeks, so I stayed in San Francisco, hitting those great bars on Fisherman's Wharf, and was, believe it or not, actually having a damn good time in spite of everything, and even did some socializing, as I had met a very nice couple in one of the bars who had grown pretty fond of me and ended up taking me sailing with them on their small sailboat in the San Francisco Bay. It was fun. Took my mind off of things. The other thing that I did in those 2 weeks was to make a few phone calls on Dean's nickel to a few brokerage houses in Chicago to set up some appointments for job interviews. It was a bit tricky telling them that I had passed the Series 7, but that Dean Witter had fired me during training. They asked me what had happened, and I told them a half-truth, that a bunch of us Dean Witter trainees were drinking in the hotel lounge that first night that we got there, sort of celebrating, if you will, and I had said something to someone that they took offense to, and it got back to my boss, and I was fired. You know, this was many years ago, but I'll never forget what the branch manager at E.F. Hutton said after I told him how I got fired. He asked me, "Brad, do you have a drinking problem?" And of course I told him no. Well, that was a lie. I then headed back to Chicago in trouble once again. Go figure. I found this next little item regarding Dean Witter's training program in my research and thought that I'd include it. Dean Witter's research department provided economic analysis and commentary, and in 1945 became the first retail securities firm to offer a formal training for account executives. End of chapter.